Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And today on our regular slot that we chat with the folks from the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce and EDC, we are pleased to be joined by Reggie Ash, who is the Chief Defense Development Officer. Is that your correct title, Reggie?
Yes, it is, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to be with you again today.
Oh, well, we're pleased to have you because you bring a level of expertise to this discussion that we're going to have that is very difficult to find among the general population. Because what we are focusing on today is we have now finished, wrapped up, a very important visit by a team from the Pentagon, which, as we reported last week, came to Peterson Air Force Base as part of the process to determine the permanent headquarters of U.S. Space Command. And Reggie, were you part of the committee that helped to take them around as they made their rounds?
I was, Shannon. You know, we were able to have three subject matter experts from our community. And so joining me were Bob Cope from the mayor's office, the mayor's economic development chief, as well as Travis Deal from Colorado Springs Utilities, just two strong experts in their field. And the three of us were able to join the leadership of Peterson Air Force Base in providing a tour to a team from the Pentagon. It was a smaller team because of COVID-19. COVID-19 has absolutely affected this process. We don't think it's going to affect the outcome, but it has affected how this process played out.
Right, because there was supposed to be, as I understand it, a different process or a different timeline that got affected by COVID. Is that correct?
That's right. This visit was originally supposed to happen on December 16th. And then while the team was actually in Omaha, one of the other finalists visiting there, one of their team members tested positive. And so the last two visits, which were us and Albuquerque for Kirtland Air Force Base, those visits turned into virtual. And then they said, you know what, we still need to get out there and put boots on the ground, as they say in the military, and look at that location and look at the utilities and all the other aspects of supporting the headquarters. And then so what was supposed to be a six-person team actually turned into a two-person visit. It was an Air Force colonel and a Navy captain. And surprisingly, the Navy captain actually already lives here in Colorado Springs because she is a current member of the U.S. Space Command headquarters staff. And that's something that I think really works in our favor.
Right, right. So since not many people could be party to a visit like this, tell us how it takes form. I mean, what do you do initially? Is it about introducing them to the players? Is it about showing them the lay of the land? How does it take shape?
So, you know, all through this process, we've had a great opportunity to introduce them to Colorado Springs and talk about our strengths. But I tell you what, at every step of the way, they've all said, all the members have said, including Assistant Secretary Henderson, who is leading this process for the Air Force, they've all said, we are so familiar with Colorado Springs. They know that there is nobody that takes better care of their military and veteran families like Colorado Springs. But when that team was here last week, they had some specific objectives that they needed to look into, such as what are going to be the costs to the Air Force if they put the headquarters in Colorado Springs. Does Colorado Springs have the necessary access to airports and mobility? Do we have the emergency response if there might be some sort of a military attack or just any type of emergency response? And so they were looking at all those things, as well as the support aspects to military families, the educational aspects, child development centers, and those sorts of things. And so we were able to engage with them on all of those issues.
And we should mention that there's a lot at stake. And for those who don't know exactly what's at stake, we're going to be discussing that when The Extra continues. Right now, Mr. Ash, we need to take a short break for commercial messages. We'll be back with more of The Extra right after this. Welcome back to The Extra, the show connecting you with the people, issues, topics that are important to you. And today, the person we're talking to is Reggie Ash, the Chief Defense Development Officer for the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. And he joins us now. We're talking about the efforts to bring about or convince the U.S. Air Force to locate the permanent headquarters of U.S. Space Command here in Colorado Springs at Peterson Air Force Base. And Mr. Ash, you have a military background too, so I know you have a former rank, so I apologize if I'm not addressing you by rank.
Shannon, that's quite all right. I am a retired colonel. I spent 24 years in the Air Force, but you know, when you're a retired colonel, you get promoted to Mr., so that's just great.
Okay, well, Colonel and Mr. Ash, let's talk about what U.S. Space Command means. I mean, we are currently the temporary home of U.S. Space Command, but we are expecting this decision to be announced imminently. What is the effect of this going to be on this community?
So, Shannon, right now there's about 300 to 400 personnel working at the provisional U.S. Space Command headquarters. It's going to be a total, when it's fully established, there's going to be a total of 1,400 personnel, and their higher end paying jobs as well. A headquarters like that has more majors and lieutenant colonels than they do airmen and soldiers and sergeants. And so, you know, it's higher end paying jobs. It's 1,400 jobs, both military and civilian jobs. It is a military construction project that is probably going to be worth over $1 billion. So that's just the very direct impacts of it. And then it really is going to mean so much to the growth of our defense and aerospace economy as well.
Because there are a lot of ancillary businesses and contractors and subcontractors that by necessity would want to be located near such an important, prestigious command, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. In other locations where combatant commands have been created, this is the 11th combatant command. And where others have been created, there is a growth in those areas of contractors in that industry. And, you know, one of our strengths in Colorado Springs is that we already have such a strong contractor community. We have, just in Colorado Springs, we have over 250 defense and aerospace companies, because we have been the center of gravity of military space, of national security space, since 1982 when Air Force Space Command was created. And so we've got that right now. But in the growth, I've heard some estimates that the growth will be over $1 billion a year in our contractor economy.
Wow. And it already is, there has been, we should mention, graduates from the Air Force Academy who have been assigned to U.S. Space Command. So the process has already begun, right?
That's right. Absolutely. So, you know, actually, if I can go back into history a little bit,
sure.
There was a U.S. Space Command from 1985 to 2002. And of course, that was right here at Peterson Air Force Base. And then after 9/11, the DOD, President Bush at the time, decided that they wanted to create a little more emphasis on, of course, protecting the homeland. And that made sense. And they turned Space Command into Northern Command, and that space mission moved to Omaha, where Strategic Command is, and then, you know, they recreated it in August. The President Trump reestablished it right at Peterson Air Force Base, and so, you know, that mission has been happening again in Colorado Springs for almost a year and a half now. I was there in late August when General Dickinson had a ceremony. The commander, General Dickinson, had a ceremony to commemorate their new one-year anniversary. And so, you know, Shannon, that's a great point. We've been doing that mission for a long time in Colorado Springs and with the newly established command, again, since August of 19.
But there is a lot of competition to land this prestigious command on a permanent basis, because, as you mentioned, the attendant economic incentives, economic benefits that would accrue to whichever community is the host community.
That's exactly right. You know, there are, so initially there were over 60 communities that were interested, and I think close to that submitted formal nominations. There were 20 communities from 26 different states that were involved. And then a week before Thanksgiving, the Air Force announced six finalist locations. There was the Space Coast of Florida. There was Huntsville, Alabama. There was Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha, Port San Antonio in San Antonio, Texas, and then Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico. Those were the other five in addition to us. And I'll tell you, I've been to all of those locations. Some of them, I've got family living in those locations, and they're great places to visit. They're strong military communities, but none of them are as strong as Colorado Springs.
Okay. I'm going to ask you, coming up in our next segment, about some of those city-to-city comparisons. But as we talk about this, in terms of this visit, because we're dealing with days now left in the Trump presidency, and it was always thought that President Trump wanted to announce this decision before he left office. How realistic do you think that is right now, given everything else that's going on too in the Trump last days of his presidency?
Shannon, I think that's very realistic. In fact, we were told that President Trump took a decision briefing from the Secretary of the Air Force on this yesterday afternoon, and that the Air Force is, or the President, the Trump administration, is on track to make an announcement early next week on this.
Okay, so we are still on track to find out before he leaves office, before the transition. And would you imagine that the announcement will be in some ways simulcast with some sort of whoever is the receiving city having some sort of viewing, simulcast at the same time? Because I can imagine that's one of those once-in-a-lifetime sorts of announcements.
Yeah, that would certainly be exciting if they would do that. We have not heard any details about how the Air Force or the Trump administration plans to announce it at this point.
Okay, but it is a decision that, as you said, carries a lot of weight, and it is anticipated in the next less than a week, in the next days. So this is something that we are going to be closely monitoring. Okay, so I said I was going to get to that city-by-city comparison, but let's start on it right now, because we have a few more minutes before we have to go to break in this segment. So, Reggie, let's talk about Huntsville, Alabama versus Colorado Springs. A lot of folks might say that Huntsville is already where a lot of the research and technology companies are based.
There is a lot of research in technology there. Like I said, it is a great community. But you know what? U.S. Space Command Headquarters is focused on the operational missions of national security space. And even for, so while Huntsville is the headquarters of Army space, they have an element of that headquarters that's at Peterson Air Force Base. And it's, in fact, right next door to where we intend the permanent location to be, and it's that Army space location at Peterson that does all the operational aspects of space that U.S. Space Command oversees. So the synergy that's created would be right at Peterson rather than at Huntsville.
Okay, and as someone was mentioning to me also, there is the threat of what severe weather could do when you're looking at places like not just Huntsville, but also Florida.
You know, I've been asked that question before, and certainly we get some snowstorms in Colorado Springs, and we get some hail occasionally in Colorado Springs. But you know what? When you look at the statistics for natural disasters in Colorado Springs, our rates of natural disasters are so low, and the impacts of the natural disasters are so low when you compare that to hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes and all the things that happen in the other finalist locations and the floods. when you look at all those things, Colorado Springs is absolutely the safest place for this headquarters to be.
Right, because hail damage to a car is minor when you compare it to flooded out homes and buildings and such, correct?
That's absolutely correct. You know, even at Offutt right now, there's still a several hundred million dollar price tag to clean up from some floods that they had last year. And there are Air Force bases in Florida that are still undergoing massive renovations from hurricanes. The safest place from natural disaster is in Colorado Springs.
Okay. Well, we are continuing this conversation because the urgency is there. We are getting closer and closer to an announcement from the President and the Air Force on where the permanent headquarters for U.S. Space Command will be located, and Colorado Springs vying to be that location. We're speaking with Reggie Ash, Chief Defense Development Officer for the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. We'll be continuing the discussion when The Extra continues after this. And welcome back to The Extra as we continue our discussion with Reggie Ash, who's the Chief Defense Development Officer for the Chamber of Commerce and EDC in Colorado Springs. We are talking about the imminent announcement that we hope will be indicating that Colorado Springs will become the next home of U.S. Space Command. Of course, that decision is still in the hands of the Air Force and the President. We won't know until next week, as you've been mentioning, Reggie, that decision will be known, and we'll know whether our future includes U.S. Space Command permanently or whether there's going to be a hole left in our community, because it certainly would leave a hole. How much do you think it would devastate the community not to get the U.S. Space Command here?
Well, so, Shannon, certainly from a morale perspective, I think that would be devastating to us. I think, you know, over the long term, economically, I think it's going to be a detriment to us. The immediate impact won't be strong. The provisional command is in Colorado Springs for the next few years. If they did by chance make a mistake and pick another location, the provisional is still going to be in Colorado Springs for a few years while they build that new headquarters at the other location. But then after that, I think that slowly over time, you would see our defense and aerospace economy decrease over that time. And so I don't think it's something that would be immediate, but it's something that over long term would be a detriment for Colorado Springs and our economy.
Mm-hmm. And certainly we want to continue the positive growth that is represented by, you know, the military and technology being located here. When you talk about this decision, though, sometimes these decisions end up being political, do they not? And that was, I think, a big concern when this process was once again then opened up to communities, specifically, for instance, Florida.
That's right, Shannon. You know, the history of this is that for the past 2.5 years, the Chamber and EDC has been leading the community in advocating for this. And we've done that in a number of ways, helping our elected leaders, drafting letters of support from them, drafting proclamations and resolutions from our city council and our board of county commissioners. And all those groups have been tremendously supportive. And we felt that we were in the lead. And, you know, in fact, when the Air Force in 2019, in spring of 2019, the Air Force announced 6 finalist locations, and 3 of those were in Colorado Springs, and a 4th was up the road at Buckley Air Force Base in Aurora. And so we were feeling really good at that point. And, you know, Florida wasn't in there at all. And I'll tell you, it was about 5 or 6 weeks ago, there was a Florida congressman who was doing a radio interview similar to this one in his hometown. And he was bragging about the fact that even though Florida wasn't in the finals, that their delegation did such a great job of advocating to the president, and that they convinced the president to reopen the process. And that's exactly what happened. And so in May of last year, on May 15th of 2020, the Air Force announced a new process. And instead of just limiting it to communities that met certain criteria established by the Air Force, they opened it up to all communities across the United States that met a broader set of criteria. And we're reaching the culmination of that process now.
Okay. And it, as you said, this is something, though, that leadership in the city had been advocating for. And at the congressional level, we should mention Congressman Lamborn has been a big proponent and stalwart advocate for locating U.S. Space Command here. How critical has it been to have that support?
Shannon, our elected leaders have just been fantastic in this. And you're right, Congressman Lamborn has been a strong advocate. And it was several months ago, but he's the only one that I'm aware of who has been in the Situation Room in the White House advocating to the president to keep it right here. Now, our other, Senator Bennett has done a lot of advocating. Senator Cory Gardner, what a great leader for the community that he was, as the only Republican senator of our delegation. It was very critical to have Senator Gardner advocating and working with the White House, and he had a close relationship with President Trump. And right up to the very end, his last morning as a sitting senator, Senator Gardner was making phone calls to the president on this issue, advocating for us. And so hopefully that'll come, the fruits of that will come in the next few days here. But I tell you what, even, Democratic Governor Polis has done a great job advocating to President Trump. And President Trump, in fact, even talked about that when he was in Colorado Springs at the World Arena about a year ago for a rally. He mentioned the fact that Governor Polis welcomed him to Colorado Springs and came onto his plane to tell him about all the reasons that U.S. Space Command should stay in Colorado Springs. So our elected representative. I skipped right over Mayor Suthers. Mayor Suthers has even, the chamber and EDC had organized a call through our consultants with White House leadership. And Mayor Suthers led us on that. And at the time, Commissioner Mark Waller. And so just all of our elected leaders have just been fantastic. And it really has been important to keep us in that game politically.
Right, because this is something that you just don't turn on the spigot and hope that by people voicing support at a certain time that this, like you said, stretches very far back in terms of time, in terms of laying the groundwork. What sort of things were done other than get that leadership, unified leadership backing? What sort of other things, tangible things, have been done to make sure that try to ensure that the Air Force saw Colorado Springs as the best optimum place to locate U.S. Space Command, stretching back years?
So like I said, there have been so many things that going back into 2018, the Chamber and EDC was organizing meetings with Pentagon leadership, the Secretary of the Air Force, the Chief of Staff of the Air Force, the Chief of Space Operations, General Raymond. And so in June of 2019, I was able to travel to Washington, D.C. to sit right behind General Raymond at his confirmation hearing to be the new commander, the first commander of the reestablished U.S. Space Command. I got to shake his hand. And actually, in my last job, he was in my chain of command in the last job of the Air Force and signed my personnel reports even. And so it was good to
small world
connect with him and it is, yeah, yeah. And so it was good to be able to shake his hand and reconnect with him and his family out there in Washington, D.C. at that hearing and just hear him do such a great job. And then, as I mentioned, we had the meetings with the White House, and we've had a really strong media campaign as well. And so there have been a number of op-eds. I'm sure that you and the listeners are aware of how supportive the Colorado Springs Gazette has been with all of their coverage that Tom Roeder and others and guest columnists and their op-eds have done. But we've had some national leaders in this area as well, from Dave Deptula, a retired general who lives in Washington, D.C. and runs the Mitchell Institute. He had an article in Forbes. Retired General Looney, retired Air Force four-star General Looney, who lives in the San Antonio area, had an op-ed in Military Times saying that Colorado Springs is light years ahead when it comes to the competition for Space Command. So, you know, we've just really had a multi-pronged approach. And then, of course, at the beginning of this hour, you and I talked about the visits here to Colorado Springs and all that we did with that as well. So it really has just been a full spectrum, a full court, if we want to use a basketball analogy, full court press.
Full court press the whole way through. We're going to be talking again, revisiting that discussion we had at the beginning of this hour on what was involved in that visit, in that inspection of Peterson Air Force Base by the team from the Pentagon who is charged with getting boots on the ground, as Reggie Ash just mentioned. We are talking about the decision and the decision-making that goes into locating the permanent headquarters of U.S. Space Command and the hopes, goals, and push to make sure that it's Colorado Springs. We're going to be continuing the conversation here on The Extra after these messages. And welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And we've been discussing the imminent decision by the U.S. Air Force and President Trump on the permanent location for U.S. Space Command and the efforts that have been put forth to ensure that U.S. Space Command, which is provisionally located in Colorado Springs at Peterson Air Force Base, would remain there and grow from there. And Reggie Ash, who is the Chief Defense Development Officer for the Chamber of Commerce and EDC, is joining us right now. And Reggie, when we were talking earlier about the visit and who was along on that visit from Colorado Springs, you mentioned Colorado Springs Utilities. Why was their involvement? Maybe people in the military community would know this, but for those who are listening who are outside that sphere, what is the importance of that to what you're describing?
Shannon, that's a great question. You know, utilities are so critical to military units and especially to a combatant command headquarters like U.S. Space Command because they cannot have any interruptions. And so, you know, in our homes or in our offices for the vast majority of us, a loss of power is certainly an inconvenience. But to a military unit, it could be a mission failure if they lose power. They can't have any loss of power utilities at all. And so, you know, one of the things that was very impressive to the team that was here last week was we were able to present them with the data that shows that Colorado Springs Utility is one of the most reliable utility companies in the entire United States. They're in the top 1% in terms of reliability. And so that was impressive. And then, you know, something else for utilities was the plans that they've already got with the civil engineers at Peterson Air Force Base to increase the power generation capability, and in fact, the green power generation capability on Peterson Air Force Base, and the cooperation that those organizations have was just tremendous.
Right. It sounds like it's a lot about synergy. And you mentioned General Looney's op-ed in Military Times suggesting why Colorado Springs is the best choice for U.S. Space Command, even though he's now living in Texas, as you pointed out. He mentioned Catalyst Campus. Tell us what Catalyst Campus is and why that's important to the decision-making, too.
Oh, Shannon, there's another great question. Catalyst Campus, I think, is so important to U.S. Space Command because they represent the future. You know, they bring in the new companies, the startups, those companies that are really on the bleeding edge of technology in terms of what's going to be happening in the future, how to creatively solve those problems that the national security community has with our satellites and our space assets. And they bring those together. Not only do they bring those companies together and help feed them and grow them, but they connect them with the military. And so Air Force Research Labs is resident there at Catalyst Campus. They have direct connections with U.S. Space Command, with the new Spot, the new Space Operations Command for the Space Force, and with NORAD NORTHCOM as well. And so that synergy that they create there in that growth is just amazing. And, you know, BlueStack, which is a local Colorado Springs company, is one of those success stories. BlueStack was in that incubator at Catalyst Campus a few years ago, and now their growth is just tremendous. They're one of the leaders in the community, and they created a what's called a universal data library that is of tremendous value, not just to the Department of Defense, but the commercial space industry as well. And so, you know, Catalyst is very important to our commercial sector, as well as helping the federal government solve those national security problems in the space warfighting domain.
Now, one area that at least San Antonio believes that they have an edge over Colorado Springs is that any facilities would be built on non-military land, as they pointed out in another op-ed that I'm sure you're aware of in the Military Times, and that they think they can achieve cost savings over what the build out would be at, for instance, Peterson Air Force Base. Did that come up during the visit? And what's the response to that?
So the team that was here, Shannon, did not really discuss the other locations, but I can tell you that there are trade-offs with that. And so I do not consider it a strength to locate it off base because, you know, at Peterson Air Force Base, the security forces there know how to provide security to a combatant command. They already provide security to U.S. Northern Command, and so they know what they're doing in that sense. The emergency response services know how to, not just those that are in the military and resident on Peterson Air Force Base, but in the community as well. That they've got those partnerships. You know, in my last assignment at Peterson, I was in command of those services, and I know firsthand the great partnership that the security forces and the fire department, emergency services at Peterson have with the local community. And I don't think there's any of the other locations that could provide that level of support and response. And, you know, the Peterson leadership said exactly that to the team that was visiting. And then, you know, really, if although there might be a small number of benefits to being off base, really the best benefit, and it was so apparent when we were standing boots on the ground on that space, is, you know, well, look, Army Space Command headquarters is right there that does all the operational stuff, and U.S. NORTHCOM and NORAD are right there, and the SPOC, the Space Operations Command, is right there. And so all of the most critical agencies that U.S. Space Command needs to collaborate with are right there in that command complex at Peterson.
And as you said, very important, very critical there. And we are days away from hearing what the decision will be. You think by the close of business on Monday, we'll know?
You know, I'm not sure if it's going to be Monday or if it's going to be Tuesday. I think they're going to take it right down to the wire, right down to the end of the Trump administration on this.
Okay. Well, any tells that you got from the team that was here in our final minute here?
You know, they just seem so impressed with everything that we showed them. They said a number of times throughout the day, wow, your community really has an in-depth knowledge of Peterson Air Force Base. They said the partnerships were just fantastic in every area that they looked at. And so, you know, there was not a single negative that came out of the day's visit. And so it just really seemed to be a strong indicator.
Well, we hope that is the case. Reggie Ash, thank you so much for lending us your expertise. Reggie Ash, the Chief Defense Development Officer for Chamber of Commerce and EDC. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Shannon. Very much appreciate talking with you and talking with your listeners this morning. And let me just to say in closing, what a pleasure and honor it has been for the Chamber and EDC to lead this effort for the community of Colorado Springs. It really has been a joy, and we're going to bring it home. We're going to get that announcement next week.
Okay, you heard him.